Providers await Medicare's plan to remedy previous 340B reimbursement cuts. The White House is revamping its COVID booster strategy. And racial disparities persist across insurance coverage types. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, July 26th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hospitals, physicians' practices, and other providers in the 340B program are anxiously awaiting how the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services plans to repay them for previous drug reimbursement cuts, which were deemed unlawful by the Supreme Court last month. In June, the court unanimously ruled that the Department of Health and Human Services overstepped its legal authority by cutting Medicare reimbursement rates for outpatient drugs for providers in the 340B program by 28% for 2 years before surveying hospitals about their average acquisition costs in 2020. The justices said that CMS needs to pay hospitals back for the 2 years of unlawful cuts in 2018 and 2019. The open question is whether CMS will pay hospitals back for just the 2 years of unlawful cuts or for all 4 years of decreased reimbursement rates, and whether the agency will follow budget neutrality requirements, meaning it would make payment cuts elsewhere. In the recently released outpatient payment proposed rule for 2023, CMS is soliciting feedback about how to repay providers in the 340B program. The agency said it plans to discontinue the cuts next year, but will release details in the final outpatient payment rule in September. As I reported last week, 340B hospitals are facing other threats right now, namely from at least 18 pharmaceutical manufacturers who've moved to restrict discounted product sales to contract pharmacies. A new study by J.P. Morgan Chase's Morgan Health and NORC at the University of Chicago finds that even among individuals with employer-sponsored health insurance, racial health disparities remain. About 150 million Americans get health insurance through their employers, which is typically more generous than government coverage. Black, Hispanic, and Asian Americans are more likely to have diabetes than white Americans. And even with adjustments for age, Black, Asian, and Hispanic individuals with low-risk pregnancies were at least 3 percentage points more likely to have a cesarean section than their white peers, which poses greater health risks and often results in longer hospital stays. The report's findings are based on pre-pandemic public surveys and health statistics. Morgan Health, launched by J.P. Morgan Chase in 2021, is aimed at reforming the employer-sponsored health insurance market. Of this latest report, Morgan Health CEO Dan Mendelsohn said, quote, "These findings are a wake-up call for business leaders on the severe health disparities that exist across the country's workforce," unquote. Racial health disparities have been widely reported among Medicare, Medicaid, and the uninsured population. But this analysis makes clear these disparities cut across socioeconomic status and insurance coverage. Instead of encouraging regulators to expand the eligibility for second COVID booster shots to people under 50, the White House is now encouraging vaccine manufacturers to speed up their updated shots expected this fall. The Washington Post reports that administration officials are hoping that Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna can deliver new booster shots that have been updated to protect against Omicron variants by mid-September. These new boosters were originally slated for later in the fall. As the more contagious Omicron subvariant BA5 has spread rapidly, causing rising infections and hospitalizations, administration officials had considered expanding second booster eligibility to all American adults. But the window to do that is closing as we're quickly approaching the fall, when new shots are expected to be available. the administration has already announced plans to buy 105 million doses of Pfizer and BioNTech's new shots and is also expected to buy doses from Moderna. Beyond boosters, Stat News is reporting that the White House is launching plans to develop new COVID vaccines that are more effective across a broad spectrum of variants. It's convening scientists and representatives from vaccine makers this week to chart the course for the new generation of COVID vaccines, which may still be a few years away. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha told Stat that experts are also considering developing a nasal vaccine. The challenge is funding. Congress allocated more than $12 billion for Operation Warp Speed to develop initial COVID vaccines back in 2020, but it hasn't moved to devote more funding despite pleas from health officials. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.